Well, today I'm speaking with Leanest Lifestyle Success, Kathy. Hello, Kathy. How you doing? Welcome to the interview.
Hi, Dave.
We're talking on the telephone today. What part of the country are you calling from today, or am I calling you from, I should say?
I live in New Jersey.
You're in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? How old are you? How tall are you? Give us the stats so we kind of know what we're dealing with here.
Okay. I'm 40 years old. I'm about 5 feet, 5 inches. I'm 119 pounds as of this morning. I'm a mother of three. My oldest is almost 20. I have an 18-year-old and a 12-year-old.
So you keep busy.
I'm sorry, yeah.
And you were going to add one more and?
And I've been married for almost 22 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, in December will be 22.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's really great. And I'm recently unemployed. I'm still looking for a job. I've been doing configuration management, which is documentation for a software company.
Okay.
So I'm looking into being retrained, maybe trying something new.
Well, you and the 50 million other Americans in 2003, right?
Yeah, really.
There's a lot right now.
Yeah.
Well, when did you first find the Leanest Lifestyle, and what brought you to the club?
I found the Leanest Lifestyle about November of last year, November 02.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of disgusted because I hit midlife about 35 and started putting weight on, and I exercise a lot. And I just wasn't seeing anything. The scale was creeping up, and I was getting heavier and heavier every year. And I like to, you know, frequent fitness boards, so I was on one fitness board, and I saw a Leanest Lifestyle member. She had posted pictures, and I thought, wow, she looks great. I'm going to have to check out that site and see what she does. And that's how I found Leanest Lifestyle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say your weight crept up and all that. Did you say you're 5'4 or 5'5?
I'm about... between 5'4 and 5'5.
Okay.
I'd say 5'5 because I'm closer to 5'5.
When you say your weight crept up, what'd your weight creep up to? What's the heaviest you've ever been?
About 141 pounds.
141.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I always maintained like low 130s. I mean, I hardly ever went above 130, 133 pounds.
Okay. Well, what'd you weigh when you first found us in November of 02?
141 pounds.
Oh, okay, so that was pretty much your heaviest.
Yeah, that was pretty much my heaviest.
Well, you participated in one of our intensives.
Mm-hmm.
What did you participate in? When did that start and when did that finish?
I participated in the Advanced Diva 1, and that ran from April, I think it was April 22nd,
mm-hmm.
through June 17th.
Right.
03.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was your weight when you started and your body fat, and how did you finish?
When I started the intensive, I was 128 on my scale in the morning, but when I was weighed in at the gym, it was 129.
Okay.
And the body fat that they gave me was 20.6. And when I finished, I weighed 114.2, and my body fat was 15.1.
Awesome. And you were already, I mean, starting with a 20% body fat,
mm-hmm.
it tells us right off the bat that you were already advanced, which, of course, is why you were in the advanced
mm-hmm.
intensive. And that's great, but you told us that your highest is really only 141, and some people are going to go 141. She didn't have a problem to start with.
But it's difficult because I was always very thin when I was young,
mm-hmm.
and I mean it's hard to accept being heavier when you've never been heavy. And sure, some people said, "Oh, you're normal size," because I wore like a size 8, and I mean in the general world that's considered small, actually.
Sure.
And people at work were like, "Are you crazy? Why do you want to lose weight?" You know, and I was like, "But I don't feel good. I don't feel
right
like I should." And they didn't really understand. But I mean, as the weight was coming off, wow, I was getting all kinds of people saying, "Wow," you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess it really made a difference, but they didn't realize it would make a difference.
Well, I kind of jumped ahead on accident because one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, okay, we understand what your high has been and so forth, but
mm-hmm.
what's your history been like? Were you always an athlete in school? You already said you were always fairly thin,
mm-hmm.
But were you active? Were you a fitness buff? Have
mm-hmm.
you always been, you know, super active and interested in fitness? Or
mm-hmm.
when did you, you know, become, I mean, you started the advanced intensive with 20% body fat. That's very low for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women would kill to have that body fat, you know, at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you started. That's not where you started with us back
yeah.
in November, but that's where you started the advanced intensive. So tell us about where you've come from. Have you done other nutrition plans? Did you do diets in the past?
No, I've never really dieted.
Okay.
I guess I was fortunate in the fact that I was thin. So as long as I exercised, I could pretty much eat whatever I wanted.
Okay.
And my weight would maintain as long as I exercised. But, I mean, for the average person, they might think that it was excessive because I do exercise a lot.
How long has this exercising a lot been going on?
Almost 20 years since I got going to.
Oh.
Like 2-3 months old, I joined a gym, and I got hooked. I just love to work out.
So you were about 20 years old.
Yeah, I was about 20, and, you know, I had a little bit of postpartum weight to lose. And so we had moved. I'm originally from Colorado, so we had moved to Minnesota, and I really didn't have anyone. And I was staying home with the baby, so I thought, well, this would be a good way to get out. You know, I'll just go out to the gym. And I got hooked, and I started meeting people, and, you know, it was just kind of a social thing also just to be able to get out. But anyway, I got hooked, and I've been hooked ever since. I've been exercising just about every day for almost 20 years.
That's awesome. Well,
yeah.
You know, your pictures, you know, are in the success gallery, and you as we're speaking right now, the members are going to be listening to this are going to be looking at your pictures in the success gallery by the time they hear this interview.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, you look great, but one of the, I think, testimonials to that is that you've truly adopted the activity part of a, you know, a very leanness lifestyle approach. You adopted that 20 years ago, and you've been, ever had any breaks, like, you know, 6 months where you just didn't do anything, or other than pregnancies or whatever?
Yeah, I just, other than pregnancies, like toward the end, and then, you know, I took the 6 weeks after. I did have one, I went to college for about a year, it was about 10 months. And in between that time, I only was able to exercise on the weekends. I only did it like Saturday and Sunday because I was working and I was, you know, going full-time and three children. All that just crept up. And that's really when I started putting the weight on. That was about when I was about 35. And during that time is when my weight went up.
Well, I think... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And, you know, I went from like 130 to 135 or 138, and that was a lot for me. And you know, and I was eating a lot of junk every day. I mean, they had vending machines downstairs. It was horrible, and all kinds of fast food around us. So for lunch, we always went out for fast food. Breaks was the vending machine. And boy, it just packed it on real fast.
Why do you think you got bit by the bug? Why do you think you were interested in this? Any thoughts on that at all? Family, friends, father, mother, anybody at all? A driving force behind this? Who did you see? What drove you to go, you know, man, this is just, I feel so good, or whatever it is.
You know, I really can't explain it. I think when I was younger, I walked a lot. I mean, I grew up and I had a large family, and my mother couldn't chauffeur us everywhere. We had to walk. So if you wanted to go somewhere, you walked. And I enjoyed it, so I always was walking. And
did your mom walk too?
Yeah, my mother was actually a very active person. I didn't, you know, really think about it till I was older, but I don't even really remember my mom sitting a lot. She was always moving constantly.
Mm-hmm.
She was a nurse as well, so she was on her feet all day long at work, and she came home and she just was in constant motion. So I kind of, you know, I saw that, and I don't know if it just was part of the way that you are. You know, you just see this all the time. So, and then I don't know, when I was in, I took a college course when I was 18. And it was called general conditioning, and we had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he till about 7:15 in the morning, so it was like a 75-minute program in the morning. I loved it.
You just loved it?
I just loved it. I mean, there was only like 5 of us in there, and, you know, it was so funny. I would just get up, and he had like an obstacle course set up in the gym, and we'd do that. We'd go downstairs in the weight room, then we would go outside and run. I never missed a class. I just loved it. And I think that kind of hooked me. And then after I had my daughter when I was about 20, I just went back to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were just a natural fit to this.
Yeah, I just enjoy it. I don't know why. Maybe it's a stress reliever for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I've related stories of being a very young teenager and just loving the feel of the pump or loving the feel of whatever it was. And so many other people around me, I should say the overwhelming majority, just got nothing from it. They'd get the same pump, and to them it was just blood in a muscle, where to me it was like, oh, this is so cool.
Right.
And I, even though, you know, you and I are different as far as what we probably enjoyed about it, you really got the same bug.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's maybe the, the hormones that are released or mm-hmm. whatever in your brain that it feels great, and you always keep going back to that. So.
Well, for someone who's such a natural at this, and I think I can safely say this is just going to be a part of who you are until you take your last breath.
Right.
With that being said, what is a difficult time for Kathy as far as food or activity? What is a time where Kathy's going to struggle? Is there any such thing? Is there a stumbling block? Is there an emotional thing? Is there anything at all where you go, whether it's, and please be as honest without, giving maybe all the details, mm-hmm. but be as forward as you can. Mm-hmm. Anything it may be, a relationship thing. What's tough for Kathy? Because I'm talking to someone that's really a rare bird. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're really rare, Kathy. I don't know how rare you realize you are. But in the sense that you have that bug, mm-hmm. and that bug is just like never going to leave you because mm-hmm. You just wrapped your arms around this and went, oh, this is just a part of who I am. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, oh, I've got to get some weight off and let me mm-hmm. trudge through this and maybe eventually I'll start liking it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 20 years ago, you fell in love and it's been,
yeah.
been a love ever since.
I don't understand sometimes, maybe it's hard for me to understand why some people think it's a chore,
mm-hmm.
To do this. And I don't think it's a chore at all. I just do it just do it.
So every day isn't perfect, though.
Oh, no.
So what's a struggle for you? And when would it be a struggle and why?
I do have to say that I, because of my history of being able to eat whatever I want, I really don't have any food issues.
Mm-hmm.
My only issue I wanted to say is that I don't eat low. And I think
you don't eat what?
I don't eat low in calories.
Oh, you don't eat low?
No.
Right.
And me and you have discussed this a little bit because I had a mental block about 1,200 calories.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always had this mental block, and I don't like to go below 1,200 calories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like to go near 1,200 calories.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because of the level of activity that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel good when I'm at 1,200 or below.
Right. Well, your activity is pretty high, and we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us then, you don't have any food issues.
No.
And so what's a typical day like for you?
Typical day is I've actually eaten small meals for a long time, probably last 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would be sporadic. Sometimes I would eat, four. Sometimes I'd eat five. But now I try to make it at least 6 small meals a day. And I try to eat lean protein, a vegetable, almost every meal.
Can you give specifics so that people don't go, what's a lean protein?
Oh,
what's
sure. In the morning, I usually have egg beaters with, I like mushrooms, peppers, and, a little bit of onion in there.
Okay.
And I usually mix it in. I like, this is good and bad. It's Tostitos cheese sauce.
Uh-huh.
And it just gives it a little bit of flavor, and it's pretty low fat. It's like 2 grams. I just put a teaspoon or so, mix it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll have a piece of light wheat bread or, something, some kind of whole grain in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the mid-morning, I like breakfast a lot, so I'll have something similar, either an egg and maybe like a whole wheat English muffin, something.
Okay.
And then I start lunch, and I usually make a big salad every day. And I just kind of portion that out during the day. I'll eat it with, tuna, or I'll eat it with chicken, steak, something, all day long. And then in the evening, I usually like to have 2 cups of vegetables, whether they're steamed, frozen, doesn't matter. And steak, pork chop, chicken. And then after that, in the evening, I usually have, sometimes I have a piece of fruit and some cottage cheese. Sometimes it's a protein bar, something in the evening while I'm sitting there watching TV or, moving around.
So is this a typical day like now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a typical day now.
How did it differ, if it did at all, when you were in the middle of the intensive and really going down?
I think the biggest thing was that I cut out a lot of grains.
Okay.
I didn't eat a lot of grains at all, and even now I don't really eat a lot. I probably have 2 servings a day.
Okay.
Only because I don't, it bloats me up. I really don't feel very good when I eat a lot of grains.
Mm-hmm.
And wheat, for some reason, I didn't even realize this until after the intensive, that wheat really is the biggest bloater for me.
Okay.
And so I'm cutting back on that. It's hard because everything's made with wheat.
A lot of stuff is, yeah.
Yeah, and the only thing, I have a choice of is either oatmeal or something with corn.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to find different things, but I'm still eating some wheat, but I'd like to almost eliminate it because it's my biggest bloater.
You know there are breads that are wheat-free and stuff.
Really, and so I've been looking around, and everything I see, even the whole grains with mostly oats, have wheat in them.
Okay.
And I've been reading all the labels, and I'm trying to find something that's more less wheat or no wheat at all.
All right, we'll talk about it then.
Okay, that's
okay.
Great. Okay.
So, you're the, you know, you put up the cross and you're looking for silver bullets and everything else when someone mentions the 1,200 calories.
Yeah.
And this is another thing that makes you, now I wouldn't say unique, but with your activity being so high,
mm-hmm.
it's nice that you rarely, if ever, have to even think about going down that low. So how many calories per day do you typically eat?
Well, I was maintaining about 100 and, I think about this weight now, 119 or so. I can maintain that about 1,700 calories.
About 1,700 calories a day?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of activity are you performing? How many minutes mm-hmm. and all that stuff?
My general baseline is I do 600 minutes a week.
600
and,
minutes?
Mm-hmm, and I try and split it half and half, half resistance, half cardio.
And are you successful with splitting it in half most of the time?
Most of the time, unless I've been trying to go a little heavier towards weights this last six-week period, trying to put a little more muscle on. So I think I've done a little, slightly more weights.
So what kind of workouts do you do?
I use the workout generator,
okay.
number one, and I go to the gym, and I broke it into a three-day split. So I go 3 days and then stay home one day, go 3 days. And that day at home is usually cardio.
Okay.
And so for weight training, I basically use the Leanest Lifestyle workout generator, the periodization workout.
Mm-hmm.
And for cardio, I do Kathy step tapes and I run.
And you're saying Kathy, just tell us who that is.
That's Kathy Friedrich, and she has her own, I want to say, workouts, and they're great.
Right. And you're quite a collector of workout videos and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, big collector. Large collection.
How many do you have?
I probably have well over 100 videos. I don't like to count them. And I have about 50 or 60 DVDs. So.
Well, you have 100 VHS tapes.
Yeah, they're being phased out, and I've been trading them because
sure.
they're kind of getting older. But
right.
Yeah, DVDs are my new passion.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, you can program them and everything else.
Yeah, they're great.
Awesome. So you can use, like, Kathy Videos, and I think you use the firm, too, once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, occasionally I use the firm. I'm actually doing a lot of that, like, the last couple weeks because Kathy's coming out with a new workouts, and so I want to take a little break from her, so I'm all, you know, ready to go when she sends them out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so you're probably on the pre-order list.
Oh, definitely. I'm waiting.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So have you ever had a trouble with vegetables? Did you always eat a lot of vegetables?
I've always eaten salad just about every day. I love salad.
Okay.
And so, and I actually love vegetables, I have to say.
Yeah.
And fruit. I love fruit.
You just don't have any issues with food.
No, I don't really have a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do admit to eating chocolate. I eat this, that, the other stuff. But, I mean, the balance of my food, is I try to make it good.
You rely on supplements in any way? And if so, what do you use?
No, I don't really. The only thing I take is a multivitamin every day.
Okay.
And once in a while I have protein powder and mix it into a shake and for extra protein, and that's pretty much it.
Do you eat cold water, fatty fish at all?
Cold water, fatty fish?
I mean, where do you get your essential fats from?
Actually, I kind of go along with a nutritional analyzer, and I've upped my fat a little bit. I used to eat below the 20%,
uh-huh.
and lately my skin was a little dry and stuff, so I've gone from anywhere from 20 to 25% fat, and it seems to be better for me, so
sure.
I'm kind of adjusting. I don't really take any essential fats or anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of tuna.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And of course, what we'd like to see is maybe a little salmon, and maybe some salmon oil or fish oils.
Okay.
That's the only reason I asked about the supplements,
mm-hmm.
And that also will take care of that dry skin too.
Oh, okay.
So all right. Well, the highest size you were was about an 8.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you now?
I'm about a 4, between 4 and a 6. It depends on
depends on what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. For shirts, I'm actually like a small, and then for shorts, I'm anywhere from a 4 to a 6, mostly a 5, like a junior 5.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's someone out there right now listening to this who's trying to decide not only whether they want to try the leanest lifestyle, but just whether they want to give their next weight loss attempt another go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you haven't really, quote-unquote, struggled.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that you haven't worked hard. You've had it incredibly, you know, it's ingrained in you,
mm-hmm.
20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have any advice for the person who's trying to decide if they should give this second, third, 15th attempt?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Leanest Lifestyle made sense to me. You know, I'm going to tell you that I've read just about it. I love fitness, so I read
right.
constantly. And I've read all the fitness books. None of them have I want to say touched me enough to even try them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew it like a year ago that I was starting to have a weight problem in my mind. And I started reading all the books, and I thought each one of them had something in there that just didn't agree with me. You know, I read Atkins, and I went, I can't cut out fruit, you know,
mm-hmm.
some of the fruits. I mean, they do eat some fruit, but the fruits that they wanted me to cut out, I love, and I'm going, I can't live that. And that, I think that was my baseline. I thought, can I live with this for the rest of my life? Because once I do this, I want to be able to live with this. And so I read The Body for Life, and that kind of made sense. That was good and stuff. But then I thought, wow, one whole day of eating whatever I want,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be sick to my stomach. And I thought, and how hard is that going to be to turn around the next day, you know, do this and do that? It was just too radical in one day that you get anything you want. That didn't make sense to me because I felt like, you know, I'm going to ruin my whole week by eating one whole day like that.
Right.
And so I said, and then I looked at the Body RX book. And I thought, wow, I cannot eat that much fiber, you know, without supplementing of some sort.
Right.
And I don't, you know, I try to stay with natural foods, just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I don't really want to eat that much fiber. And that protein just went, I went, wow. So that kind of didn't agree. And the cardio, he suggested no cardio. I says, can't do that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of read the Leanest Lifestyle. I said, wow, this all makes sense. This is all what I know is common sense. And he, you know, Dave, you put everything into perspective and lined everything up so that I could see it in parts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I could see it in blocks. And I thought, okay, for the exercise part, I'm doing a lot of that, but I need to go heavier in the weights because I don't do heavy weights. So that changed that part of that. And then for cardio, I thought, okay, well, this is good. I do the cardio, so that'll work out well. So each part, and then for the eating, I was eating a lot of fat, and I saw that when I read your book. I went, oh, my gosh. So I went into, there's an online journal called Fit Day, and I went and I looked at my percentages, and I was eating like 40% fat or better. And I thought, wow, no wonder I'm fat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I cut that back. So I just want to say Leanest Lifestyle makes sense, and it's something that I can live with for forever. So, and it's not even really, it's just a lifestyle. It's not really a diet.
Well, it's certainly a lifestyle for you.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the things that, you know, really what we did, it sounds like, Kathy, is that we just kind of reaffirmed a lot of things that you already knew.
Right.
And we helped you tweak the details just a bit.
Right.
It's kind of that, you know, as I teach, you know, pay attention to the details, but don't sweat the small stuff.
Exactly.
We don't scream at the kids because they got to be on the report cards. Meanwhile,
right.
we do pay close attention to some things if we're trying to really achieve that super fit level.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it really seems like that's really what you've gotten the most out of this, because you already had it ingrained in you. This is, I didn't have to tell you to get out of bed and exercise. I also didn't have to tell you, you know, you really need to eat clean and get your vegetables in.
Right.
You were already doing that.
Right. The only thing I was doing was, you know, I was eating salad, but I was putting full fat dressing. You know, I was killing myself with a lot of hidden fats that I didn't really think about. And I think your book made me think about those hidden fats. So then I just started cleaning those up, and I was still eating the things that I ate before. And there you go.
Yeah, well, awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much for your time today and taking time to tell us a little bit about how you got started and kind of where you've been and how you got to the super fit level that everyone's seeing in the Success Gallery.
Okay.
Anything else that you'd like to say that I may not have covered? Anything you want to say to anyone who's going to be listening, you know, in the future on this?
Just give Leanest Lifestyle a try. Boy, you'll get hooked. And, well, once you start seeing the results, that's all you need.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy, and we will speak to you soon. Hi, this is David Greenwalt, founder of the Leanest Lifestyle and Club Lifestyle Online. If you enjoyed this recording and would like access to my entire library of informative and cutting-edge interviews and conferences, simply visit www.leanestlifestyle.com. And spelling that out, that is www.LeanestLifestyle.com. That's www.LeanestLifestyle.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed creating this recording.